Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. So yesterday's market rally fizzled out faster than a really fast thing. What happened?
Tariff whiplash, my friend. Trump's 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs gave everyone a sugar high. But the hangover set in quick. Markets closed down, though they did recover a bit from their worst levels.
Worst levels being, remind me?
Dow down as much as 5.4%. NASDAQ a whopping 7.2, S&P 6.3. The pain was real.
Ouch. So what's the deal? Why the sudden drop?
Well, first, that 10% baseline tariff is still in play. And don't forget China. That 145% tariff, still looming large. 125 reciprocal plus the existing 20% for fentanyl.
Right. 145%. That's substantial. Anything else spooking the market?
Yesterday's rally was a chance for some skittish investors to cut their losses and run. Classic dead cat bounce territory. Plus, Fed officials are worried about tariff-driven inflation. No rate cuts coming soon.
So inflation worries, and no help from the Fed. Got it.
Exactly. And then there's CarMax. Disappointing earnings. Stock tanked almost 20%. And that deficit? The House passed a reconciliation resolution with tax cuts. Not enough spending cuts to offset it, apparently.
So, deficit fears adding fuel to the fire. Lovely.
Oh, and the dollar took a beating against other currencies. Concerns about U.S. growth, that budget deficit, and just general policy volatility. Dollar index down 1.9% to 198.
Dollar weakness, never a good sign. What about the CPI report?
Good news on inflation, but no one believes it'll last. Everyone's bracing for higher prices as those tariffs ripple through the supply chain.
So short-term good news, long-term pain. Got it. How about sectors?
10 of 11 S&P sectors finished lower. Only consumer staples managed a tiny gain. Energy got hammered, down 6.4%. Tech, consumer discretionary, and communication services all down over 4%. Even semis took a hit, down 8% after yesterday's surge.
So a broad sell-off, not pretty. What's the outlook for tomorrow?
Well, we've got PPI and the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report coming out. PPI is expected to be flat month over month, but the core PPI is expected to tick up. Consumer sentiment expected to drop. Basically, more data to fuel the tariff anxiety.
So PPI and consumer sentiment, what's the consensus?
PPI expected to be flat month over month, but core PPI likely a tick up. Consumer sentiment, brace yourself, expected to drop. Tariff jitters, you know?
Yeah, tariffs are the big story. Anything else we should be watching?
Overseas markets are mixed. Europe's up, DAX, CAC, all green. But Asia's a bit more subdued. Nikkei's soaring, though, up over 9%.
9%? Wow, what's driving that?
Honestly, not entirely sure. Maybe some bargain hunting after recent dips. Commodities are a mixed bag, too. Crude oil's down, but gold's way up, almost $100 an ounce.
Gold's a classic safe haven. Right, people getting nervous. What about CarMax? Heard they had a rough day.
Rough is an understatement. Stock tanked 17%, missed on earnings, plus they pulled their long-term guidance. Spooked investors big time.
So an earnings miss and they pulled guidance? Double whammy. What were the details on the earnings?
Q4 EPS missed, even after backing out a one-time impairment charge. Revenue was in line, but the guidance news overshadows everything.
Right. Uncertainty is never good for market sentiment. But they mentioned something about tariffs actually helping them?
Yeah, it's a weird twist. They're saying tariffs on new cars will widen the price gap between new and used, which could drive more people to used car lots. Like CarMax.
So short-term pain, potential long-term gain? Interesting. What about their sales? Any bright spots there?
Actually, yeah. Comps were strong in December and January, dipped a bit in February, but then rebounded in March and April. They're estimating high single-digit comps for Q1 so far.
So big news today, huh? Tariff whiplash is real. Investors are like, what just happened?
Total roller coaster. Trump paused some tariffs, markets cheered, then reality set in. That 25% on auto imports, still there. And that baseline 10% tariff, sticking around.
Yeah, heard Hassett on CNBC. Extraordinary deal to lower it. So not holding my breath.
Exactly. And China? 125% tariff still looming large. Hassett says he can't imagine raising them further, but who knows?
It's all about the art of the deal, right? Speaking of deals, what about those almost closed deals Hassett mentioned?
Yeah, curious about those. Guess we'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, earnings season rolls on. CarMax? Oof.
CarMax, rough day. Missed earnings, pulled guidance, stock tanked.
17%, even with strong comps in December, January, March, and April. Investors spooked.
Uncertainty is the killer, right? But their take on tariffs helping them long term? Interesting.
Yeah, wider price gap between new and used cars could drive more business to used car lots. We'll see how that plays out.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. Tariff turmoil, political maneuvering, tech giants in the EU's crosshairs, where do we even begin?
Let's start with the Fed. No rate cuts anytime soon. Inflation worries, you know? Bloomberg's reporting on that.
Yeah, saw that. Not good news for the markets, and China's not making things any easier. Cutting back on U.S. imports, stimulus talks, it's a mixed bag.
Total mixed bag. CNBC reporting on the import situation, and Bloomberg on the stimulus plan. We'll see what comes of that.
Right, and back in the U.S., the reconciliation resolution vote got postponed. Republicans scrambling. Wall Street Journal's got the details on that.
Political gridlock, classic. Meanwhile, the EU's going after big tech. Big fines coming down the pike, according to the New York Post.
Ouch, that'll sting, but they might be buying more U.S. gas. Financial Times reporting on that.
Interesting. Energy politics, always a wild card. And Taiwan might be buying some LNG from us too. Part of a trade deal, Reuters says.
So some potential wins on the trade front. What about Vietnam? Heard something about trade talks there.
Treasury's got a readout on Besant's meeting with Vietnam's deputy PM. Formal trade talks starting up.
Good news. But those 125% tariffs on Chinese imports, CBP's already collecting them. And China's retaliating, hitting U.S. films.
Yeah, not good. And the White House revised the tariff rate 125% plus the existing 20% on fentanyl. Total of 145%, according to CNBC.
145%. That's a lot. What about RFK Jr.? Heard him talking about GLP-1 drugs in Medicare.
Yeah, on CBS, he wants Medicare to cover them if other interventions fail. Also mentioned the FDA delay on the Novavax COVID vaccine.
Right. Lots going on in healthcare. And the House passed that reconciliation resolution. Tax cuts, spending cuts, the whole nine yards.
Big news. WSJ's got the breakdown, and apparently China admitted to some infrastructure hacking during a meeting, according to the WSJ.
Cybersecurity, always a concern. What about Iran? Heard something about sanctions.
Treasury added some names to the sanctions list right before talks this weekend.
Interesting timing. And Mark Meter got confirmed as a Federal Trade Commissioner.
50-46 vote in the Senate. 7-year term. Lots of corporate news, too. Elite's got a new CEO. AllianceBernstein's assets under management dipped. Amazon's Jassy wrote a letter to shareholders. Their Chinese sellers are prepping for price hikes. Appian got a big authorization. Apple might avoid price hikes. Arkeet Quantum landed a new license. Artisan Partners reported their assets under management. AT&T reached a tentative agreement with the CWA. Bayer got FDA approval for Vitrakvi. Mining reported production updates. BWX Technologies got a DOE award. CyberArk announced some new solutions. And Driven Brands completed a sale.
All right, so tons of corporate news hitting the wires this morning. Where do we even start?
Well, how about some good old-fashioned M&A? Energy Transfer's teaming up with MidOcean Energy to develop their Lake Charles LNG export facility. Big deal. Potentially.
LNG, huh? Interesting. What else?
G3 Apparel and the Aldo Group are partnering on a licensing agreement for GH Bass footwear, bags, and small leather goods. Fashion forward.
Footwear and fashion. Got it. Anything in the biotech space?
Ginkgo Bioworks and their partners snagged a $29 million contract from ARPA-H, developing essential medicines using wheat germ cell-free expression systems. Sounds complex.
$29 million. Not bad. And what about Glencore?
Their DRC assets, Komodo Copper Company and Mutanda Mining, received the Copper Mark. Sustainability cred, I guess.
Copper Mark. Interesting. Global Blue?
Released their monthly tax-free shopping business update for March 2025. Numbers, numbers, numbers.
Retail data. Important stuff. Now, this Harley-Davidson news caught my eye. Jared Dordeville resigned from the board.
Yeah, saw that. Succession planning, board and governance, working culture, and commercial execution listed as reasons. Bit of a shakeup.
Definitely something to watch. How about Horizon Technology Finance?
Provided a Q1 portfolio update. More numbers.
Numbers are important. Huntington Ingalls? Anything there?
Trump signed an executive order to restore American maritime dominance. Could be good news for them.
Maritime dominance. Powerful stuff. A biosciences?
Announced a phase 1/2 expansion for IDE397 and Trodelvy combination in MTAP deletion urothelial cancer. Biotech jargon.
Definitely IMAX.
Benchmark company says they're poised for strong growth in 2025. Record film titles, robust China pipeline, and global expansion. Sounds promising.
IMAX, big screens, intuitive surgical.
FDA cleared their fully wristed SP SureForm 45 stapler for use with their Da Vinci SP surgical system. Thoracic, colorectal, and urologic procedures. Big win for them.
Surgical tech, always advancing. Invesco.
Preliminary month-end assets under management down 2.3% versus the previous month-end. Not great.
Down a bit. Keros Therapeutics?
Reviewing strategic alternatives. Could be anything.
Strategic alternatives. Vague, but intriguing. Lazard?
Reported March 2025 assets under management. More numbers.
Numbers. Lemonade? Something about a data issue?
Yeah, a technical issue in their car insurance quote flow might have exposed some data. Not good.
Data breaches. Never a good look. Madison Square Garden Entertainment?
Appointed David Collins as CFO, effective April 14th.
New CFO, got it. Main Street Capital?
Reported Q1 private loan portfolio activity. More numbers.
So many numbers. Microsoft and OpenAI?
The Verge says OpenAI is expected to release GPT-4.1, GPT-4.1 mini and nano versions. AI wars heating up.
GPT-4.1. Interesting. Microvast?
Appointed Pat Schultz as Chief Financial Officer. Another new CFO.
CFO shuffle.
Oof. Court ruled they defamed Dominion voting systems with false reporting, according to Reuters. Big legal trouble.
Defamation. Serious stuff. Northwestern?
And provided updates in a presentation, affirmed long-term growth rates from the 2024 base. Steady as she goes.
Steady growth. Good to hear. Novartis?
Planning a $23 billion investment over 5 years in U.S.-based infrastructure. Big commitment.
$23 billion. Wow. Oculus Holding?
Completed enrollment in both Phase 3 Diamond 1 and Diamond 2 trials of OCS-01 eye drops in DME. Pivotal registration studies to support global marketing applications, including NDA submission and approval by the FDA.
FDA approval, the holy grail. And finally, Prairie Operating Co., anything there?
Nothing specific in this briefing, unfortunately. Guess we'll have to wait and see. Lots to digest here, though, right?
All right, so, pre-market buzz. What's the word on the street?
Well, buckle up, because it's a wild ride. We've got everything from ransomware attacks to EU antitrust probes. Let's start with the heavy hitters, shall we?
Sounds good. Lay it on me.
P&G, yeah, the Procter & Gamble, is in the EU's crosshairs. Antitrust investigation, according to Bloomberg. Details are scarce, but that's definitely one to watch.
EU antitrust. Never good news. What else?
Sensata Technologies got hit with a ransomware attack, encrypted devices, network disruption, the whole nine yards. They're assessing the damage, but ouch.
Ransomware. A modern-day plague. Any other big names making headlines?
Tesla. Always Tesla. Handelsblatt's reporting the EU and China are chatting about EV tariffs. Could be huge.
EV tariffs. That could shake things up. What about Walmart?
Walmart's reaffirming their strategy. Fit for today and the future, they say. We'll see how the market reacts.
Strategy reaffirmation. Usually a sign of something. Any other corporate news?
Sinclair Broadcast Group launched a Media for Equity initiative, fueling growth in high-potential companies, apparently. Interesting move.
Media for Equity, unconventional. What about upgrades and downgrades?
Oh, plenty of those. App Lovin, upgraded by Morgan Stanley to overweight, price target 350. Toast, upgraded by Wells Fargo to overweight, target 39.
Upgrades. Always good to see. Any downgrades we should be aware of?
AES Corp got downgraded. No details on who or why, but that's never a good sign.
Downgrades. The other side of the coin. So what's the big takeaway from all this?
Volatility. Uncertainty. The usual suspects. Keep an eye on P&G, Sensata, Tesla, and Walmart. Those are the big stories of the morning. And watch those upgrades and downgrades. They can move markets. Lots to digest before the opening bell.
All right, so pre-market prep. What's shaking?
Downgrade city, my friend. A whole slew of companies getting knocked down a peg. Ford, GM, Comcast, the list goes on.
Ford and GM? Oof, what's the story there?
Goldman Sachs downgraded Ford to neutral, target $9. UBS did the same to GM. Not a good look for the auto sector.
Not good at all. Comcast, what happened there?
Exane BNP Paribas dropped them to underperform, target 31, ouch.
Yeah, that's a pretty steep drop. Any other big names getting hit?
CBOE Global Markets downgraded to neutral at BAFA target $227, and AES Corp also got downgraded, but no details on that one.
So a lot of red flags this morning. Any bright spots at all?
Actually, yeah, some new initiates to talk about. Apollo Global got a strong buy from Raymond James, target $173, and AST Space Mobile got a buy at Roth MKM, target $42.
New initiates, always interesting. Any others?
Black Sky got a buy at Canaccord, target $12. Dexcom, outperform at Mizuho, target $85. And a whole bunch more, actually, too many to list.
So, a mixed bag then. Downgrades and initiates. What about economic data? Anything on the horizon?
PPI and core PPI coming out at 8:30 ET. Consensus is 0.1% for PPI, 0.3% for core PPI. And then at 10 ET, we've got the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report. Consensus is 54.8, down from 57.
Consumer sentiment, always a key indicator. And earnings? Anything to report?
Friday's a big day for financials. JP Morgan, BlackRock, Wells Fargo, all reporting pre-market. Should be interesting.
Financials, the backbone of the market. So what's the big takeaway for traders this morning?
Watch the downgrades, watch the initiates, watch the economic data, watch the financials. Lots to keep an eye on. Should be a busy day. Buckle up.
All right, so pre-market buzz. What's the word on the street?
Well, the algorithms are humming and they're singing a mixed tune. We've got bullish momentum on the SPY and QQQ, but some underlying volatility we need to unpack.
Mixed signals, huh? So SPY and QQQ bullish, you say?
That's right. SPY closed up over 4 points, QQQ nearly 4. Strong buying interest, high volume, all good signs.
Okay, so what's the catch? You mentioned volatility.
VXX, my friend, the volatility index. It saw some big swings but ultimately closed lower. Suggests decreased fear, but those swings, they make me nervous.
I see. So decreased fear, but also potential instability.
Exactly. Like a tightrope walker. Moving forward, but one wrong step.
Right. So what sectors are looking strong?
Tech, consumer discretionary, communication services, XLK, XLY, XLC, they're showing strength and resilience.
Got it? Any weak spots?
Financials and energy, XLF and XLE, fluctuating volume, no clear direction. Proceed with caution.
XLF, XLE noted. Key levels to watch?
For SPY, support around 522, 524, resistance at 530, 532. QQQ, support 440, 442, resistance 450, 452.
522, 530, 440, 450. Got it. So bullish scenario?
SPY and QQQ break above their recent highs. Positive earnings, strong economic data, blue skies ahead.
And the bearish scenario?
A drop below those support levels. Geopolitical tensions, bad economic news, market correction.
So cautious optimism, that seems to be the consensus.
Exactly. Cautious optimism. Keep an eye on those key levels, watch for news, and buckle up. It could be a bumpy ride. Also, there's some chatter about continuation breakouts across several sectors, from biotech to gold mining. Worth keeping an eye on as we head into the trading day.
All right, let's dive into this market analysis. 30 days of data, mixed bag of performance, some interesting trends emerging. Where do we start?
Let's hit the highlights. Biotech, insurance, gold mining, financial services, all showing some action, but with different flavors of volatility.
Biotech, you say? OPGN caught my eye. Big volume spike late in the period, not typical for that sector. What's your take?
Yeah, that April 10th price jump is a bullish signal, for sure. Worth watching to see if that volume continues.
Okay, so OPGN, bullish potential. What about insurance? HCI seems to be on a tear.
HCI, strong upward momentum, big volume spikes, especially on April 10th. Sector news or earnings announcement, maybe. Something's driving that interest.
Interesting. So HCI, momentum play, now gold mining. HMY, consistent volume, slight pullbacks. What's the story there?
HMY, consolidating, could be setting up for a breakout, probably reacting to global economic jitters, the usual gold story.
Gold, the safe haven, makes sense. Lastly, financial services, volatility, peaking volume, strong intraday moves. What's driving that?
Probably macro factors, interest rate speculation, that kind of thing. Always a lot of noise in financials.
Right. So big picture, what are the tickers to watch?
OPG, HCI, and CBO, bullish momentum on OPGN and HCI. CBOE, potential rebound after a recent dip.
CBOE, a rebound play. Got it. Now let's get specific. OPGN, support, resistance, price action prediction. Give me the rundown.
Support at 325, 357, 321. Resistance, 4.13, 399, 375. I'd expect it to test that 399 to 413 range. if volume holds, could see further gains.
Targets and entry points.
Near-term target, 4.3, maybe even 4.50, with strong volume. Entry point near that 3.25 support. Stop loss around 3.20 to manage risk.
Okay, OPGN bullish setup. What about HCI?
Support, 143.21, 142.52, 143.63. Resistance, 145.17, 146.65, 145.34. Upward trajectory, testing that 146.65 mark. Broader market sentiment will play a role.
Targets entry stop?
Target, break 145.34, then momentum towards 146.65. Entry, close to 143.21, confirming support. Stop below 142.50, just in case.
All right, HCI, another potential winner. Finally, CBOE, rebound play, you said. What are the key levels?
Support, 209.56, 210.02, 209.27. Resistance, 212.05, 213.12, 212.28. Expecting a recovery towards 212.05, maybe further if the market cooperates.
Targets, entry, and stop.
Target, 212.05 initially, then potentially 213.12. Entry around 210.02, watching for that rebound. Stop loss below 209.27 to protect downside.
Okay, so OPGN, HCI, CBOE, bullish setups, key levels identified. Anything else traders should be aware of?
Remember, this is based on recent trends, focused on the last 10 trading days. Things change fast. Monitor the market, adjust accordingly. Don't get caught sleeping. Stay nimble, stay informed, and trade smart. That's the key.
All right, let's break down this market analysis. Mixed bag of performance, but some interesting setups emerging. Biotech, insurance, gold mining, financials. Where do we even begin?
Let's focus on the tickers with the most compelling price action. METC, ALGN, SPIR, those are showing some real potential.
METC, you say? Big volume spike holding steady at support. What's the story there?
Yeah, that resilience is a bullish signal. Could be setting up for a nice run.
Okay, so METC bullish potential. What about ALGN? Higher highs, higher lows. Classic uptrend, right?
Textbook uptrend. Strong volume confirms the buying interest. One to watch for sure.
ALGN momentum play. Now SPIR, breakout past resistance, sustained volume. What's your take?
SPR, another bullish setup. That breakout is significant. Could see further gains if the volume holds.
So three potential winners. And now let's get specific. DCC, Burl, Twill, give me the rundown.
IDCC, neutral to positive, expecting some upward momentum. Targets around 204 to 207, maybe higher if it breaks 210s.
Entry and stop.
Entry around 199, stop at 196, manage that risk.
Got it, Burl.
Burl, anticipating a push towards 247, potentially 250, 253. Entry near 240 to 242, stop below 238.
Okay, Burl, another potential breakout. And finally, METC again. What are the key levels?
Support at 750, resistance at 784. Looking for a move towards 790, maybe even $8 with strong volume. Entry around 758, stop below 750.
So IDCC, Burl, bullish setups, key levels identified. Anything else traders should be aware of?
Watch those trend lines, pay attention to volume, and manage your risk. That's the name of the game. Stay nimble, stay informed, and trade smart.